interested in. So you are traditionally educated,
yeah,
in New York, in the design, in a very highly highly regarded design school.
Yeah.
And you take your design skills and translate them from fashion over to home. And I'm interested in that, I guess. That journey.
I think what happens is as you build a name for yourself in a particular facet of the industry. And it didn't come to fruition until I took to the catwalk when I thought I was ready. I got good reviews and I started to.
Well, I mean, you've got, I mean, this is.
Yeah, this was Kate wearing that dress. Well, that was a very memorable dress, but she wore about 12 dresses before that.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a coming of age for me. And I think. I'll never forget it. And it still rears its head every Oscar time because I'm the 13th most famous dress in Oscar history, which is wonderful.
But you've been Delisi, you're famous in fashion. How does that then translate?
Well, it happened quite organically. I was asked to design, this is exactly how it happened. I was asked to design, this woman came to me and said, I'm the sales director and marketing director of a public company called Countryside Properties up in Manchester. And we've acquired this piece of land in just near the Lowry Hotel.
How did she know who you were? How were you on her radar?
She just looked on in the press. And I was riding a crest at that time because I had dressed Kate. I had won Designer of the Year for Glamour two years in succession.
I think you're quite modest. There must have been a Ben Delisi flavor that she was attracted to.
Well, I think she was probably attracted to the fact that I was understated and my style was quite quietly elegant. And it wasn't high octane glamour. And I guess my sense of color attracted her too, because she felt that you could go to an interior designer and get something quite amazing. I wouldn't classify myself as an interior designer, but I can do interiors.
Mm.
But I wouldn't never presume to say that I'm an interior designer. Mm. I have been commissioned to do interiors.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the people who have commissioned me to do it for my aesthetic. But I would never say that I'm trained like, other very well-known interior designers.
So would you call yourself a fashion designer?
I call myself a fashion designer, but I've been employed to do interiors.
Purveyor of interiors.
Yes. Then, so I did those interiors,
mm-hmm.
and it became the fastest selling project in Manchester. So I was then given another project called the NV Buildings and another one in Didsbury and another one in Prestwich.
So were you home staging or in?
No, I was doing, these buildings were being built from the ground up. So I was sitting around tables with architects and fitting and specking out floors and how floors and walls passed each other and if we could put a shadow gap and how we could hide the curtain rods so that the ceiling floated and whether the floor could go up the wall a little bit so that the window, and doing things like that and then specking the bathrooms, which I designed, which then led me on to getting a bathroom license to do bathrooms, Ben Delisi bathrooms. And so I did that. And then obviously you do the show apartment and you kit it out and you furnish it and you put your stamp on it and you do that. And that's what the consumer sees and that's what the consumer buys. And it became a very, very fast selling product. So Ben Delisi went, at that time I was starting to be courted by Debenhams. Before they even had designers at Debenhams. It was at a time where there was a very famous milliner who remained nameless,
mm-hmm.
started there, but they had no clothing designers. So I was approached and I decided, okay, I'll do this, but I'll give you my initials, not my name. So I gave them BDL. Then they started building up their stable. And so you had the likes of Jasper and John Rocha, yes. and Betty Jackson and Pierce Fionda. And you had, you had so many. So I thought, okay, you can have Ben Delisi. So I started and I did a line of evening wear from Ben Delisi. And it was very rewarding and profitable. But I was still battling small business aches because I had a shop on Elizabeth Street at that time. Mm-hmm. And it was a very well-known brand, but it suffered small business problems.
I'm sensing that for you, creativity is your passion as opposed to
I'm a businessman. I'm a creative person. And I'm a businessman. I hate numbers.
Numbers
drive me crazy. I hate numbers till today.
That's why we have accountants.
I hate them. Mm-hmm. I hate them. They are evil.
As long as you've got good numbers on your bank account.
Yeah, they're evil. Numbers are evil. And so I always sort of turn the page and hit it under a magazine and that. So mm-hmm. Whilst I surrounded myself with people that could do those things, mm-hmm. it sapped me of all my creativity. And it got to the point where it wasn't fun anymore. Mm-hmm. Life was difficult. It wasn't fun anymore. And so I made a very conscious decision to mm-hmm. save what was best about Ben DeLisi mm-hmm. and get rid of what was bad about Ben DeLisi.
And what did you keep?
The brand. Mm-hmm. Ben DeLisi, the
Which
brand.
Which means what? What does it embody?
Me.
Who are you?
Protect me. Protect the brand. That was my baby. That was what I gave birth to all those years ago. Mm. And I had to protect it.
Classic, timeless.
Yes. Elegant. If you can go to a party and see a woman wearing a dress, mm-hmm. I can go through my press books and show mm-hmm. you a dress from 1997, and you could say I would see that hanging in Joseph's window today.
Do these same values? I love Joseph. Do these same values translate to home?
Yes, you look at a room and you play up its attributes and you play down its detriments, just like you look at a woman and you play up its attributes and you play down her detriments. I haven't met a woman alive mm-hmm. who was happy with their lot. Mm. There's always something that they wish was different.
Yeah.
And yeah, women,
I concur.
Women don't celebrate themselves the way they should celebrate themselves.
Do you think men celebrate themselves?
No. Mm. No.
Maybe it's just a...
I think women are more... human. I think, listen, as I've gotten old, I'm very vain. And I think of myself, my body's changed a lot. No matter how fit I think I am, I look at my body and I think, well, it wasn't that way 10 years ago.
Obviously.
You know, I look at my skin and say, it's not as supple as it used to be. It doesn't spring back the way it was. Mm-hmm. But I consider myself,
perfectionist?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. To the point where my partner, because he's absolutely not. Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you about, is it Gerardo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why? Why are you connected to him for the amount of time you've been connected to him?
22 years it'll be.
Mm-hmm. Is he in design?
No. Mm-hmm. He's in agriculture and gardening and all of that. So the outside.
How does he inspire you, or does he inspire you?
He's like no other person I've ever met.
How?
He's a thoroughbred. There's just no other way to look at it. There's something so innately rich about him inside and outside. Mm. I've never met anybody like him. He has incredible integrity. He's got a very, very high protective trait in him. His capacity to enjoy life is off the charts, which drives me crazy because I'm so such a control freak that I find it difficult to stop and smell the roses. Mm-hmm. He is good at that. Mm-hmm. He's always keeps me grounded. I don't think I need to be grounded, but I think he thinks I need to be grounded. Mm-hmm. He's painfully beautiful to look at and gets mm-hmm. better with age. He's 17 years my junior, which is interesting because I don't feel it. And I'm a nurturer by personality, mm-hmm. and he, I think, needs nurturing. Mm-hmm. So the partnership works.
Beautiful. There is a saying, what you see in me is alive in you.
Yeah.
So everything maybe you've said about him is you.
Well, who knows?
Beautiful, elegant.
Who knows?
I want to know about how do you go about working with the NHS and designing their kind of iconic gown?
Well, I tried to. It won awards. It was in the Design Museum. It won awards and everything, but
congratulations.
It was good. It was called Design with Dignity, and it was a garment. It was a hospital gown that didn't show your backside. So
was that their brief to you, or
they came to? They said to me, "We need X amount of things," and they pitched to me, Ben, design the hospital gown. So I put it together and I did this sort of evolution of a woman's tunic to a dress to a nightshirt to a hospital gown. And
is this kind of an insight into your process, the design process?
That's how I did it. That's how I did it for this particular product.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say that's the way I do it. I always start with color when I design.
Right, interesting.
I always start with color when I design. And I start with art. So color and art will be the pivotal moment of how a collection comes to pass. Mm-hmm. But this was such a designated, specific thing that I had to design. And I remember pitching it to them and showing how it evolved from this top to a tunic, from a tunic to a dress, from a dress to a nightshirt, from a nightshirt to a hospital gown. And it was, it opened on the shoulder and it opened on the side. And it was the kind of gown that if someone was incapacitated, couldn't get up, they could get to her body or his body without having to get them up. They could get the wires or IVs or tubes or everything into the gown without, you know, it was very, very carefully thought out, and it won an award, and it made newspapers everywhere all around the world. Mm-hmm. Even Gerardo's father in Chile bought the Mercurio on the Saturday, which he reads religiously. On the front cover of the paper was Ben DeLisi and the hospital gown. Mm-hmm.